Continuing. The Germans call the months after the war Stunde Null, 0 hour, the implication being that it was a time when the slate was wiped clean and history allowed to start again. There was certainly no wiping of the slate, no matter how hard German statesmen might have wished for one. In the aftermath of the war, waves of vengeance and retribution washed over every sphere of European life. Nations were stripped of territory and assets. Governments and institutions underwent purges. Whole communities were terrorized because of what they were perceived to have done during the war. Some of the worst vengeance was meted out on individuals. German civilians all over Europe were beaten, arrested, used as slave labor, or simply murdered. Soldiers and policemen who had collaborated with the Nazis were arrested and tortured. Women who had slept with German soldiers were stripped, shaved, and paraded through the streets covered in tar. German, Hungarian, and Austrian women were raped in the millions. Far from wiping the slate clean, the aftermath of the war merely propagated grievances between communities and between nations, many of which are still alive today. And another interjection. He's writing about the period 1944 to 1949. And when we read this book, as I hope, I'll try to put some excerpts up down the road. Keep in mind that this is us, we commoners, who are the ones who bled, who died, who were persecuted by each other. You know, true, we were all set up. But we paid this price. Not power. Not power. They got to test out their experiment, just like when they experimented by dropping an atomic bomb. And they experiment with enslaving a whole people. They have been toying with our lives for centuries, for millennia. And we imagine that our energy unleashed is scary. We have been thoroughly brainwashed, right? And I don't know that that's true, actually. We don't have access to the airwaves. We don't know what each other thinks. What we do know is that we haven't developed the means, using the tools we got, to interlink our efforts. Truly. I mean, where is the left? In every nation, why not simply say it's time for a global day of planning? We have to move on from this mess. We have to stop and think all together what we want for our future. It's time to not let it be in the hands of the statesman anymore. Continuing with Savage Continent. Neither did the end of the war signify the birth of a new era of ethnic harmony in Europe. Indeed, in some parts of Europe, ethnic tensions actually became worse. Jews continued to be victimized, just as they had been during the war itself. Minorities everywhere became political targets once again. And in some areas, this led to atrocities that were just as repugnant as those committed by the Nazis. The aftermath of the war also saw the logical conclusion of all the Nazis' efforts to categorize and segregate different races. Between 1945 and 1947, tens of millions of men, women, and children were expelled from their countries in some of the biggest acts of ethnic cleansing the world has ever seen. This is a subject that is rarely discussed by admirers of this so-called European miracle, and even more rarely understood. Even those who are aware of the expulsions of Germans know little about the similar expulsions of other minorities across Eastern Europe. The cultural diversity that was once such an integral part of the European landscape before and even during the war was not dealt its final death blow until after the war was over, unquote. From Keith Lowe, Savage Continent, Europe in the Aftermath of World War II. This is one of those books that runs the risk of being suppressed because Like Miklos before him, it probes the ugliness of class. It's a necessary and important book.